producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Yet another week getting closer and closer to more results. We flipped the calendar in the beginning of the year, and that's what I referred to it as, results season, and that's exactly where we are on the campaign trail, hot, hard, and heavy. And boy, is it been a fight to get to this point. And you look at the day's news, and the day's news is constantly has to do with what Donald Trump said, how people reacted to what Donald Trump said. Oh, and yeah, there's the others. And, of course, the big news over the weekend, still reeling, was the death of Justice Scalia. Antonin Scalia, dead at the age of 79, found at a resort in West Texas. And there's a lot of speculation and some conspiracy theories flying around about what happened. But natural causes and his legacy, what his legacy is, I think depends on the way you look at what happened on the court. He certainly was the longest serving justice, appointed by Ronald Reagan. When you see the old pictures and you see Ronald Reagan, it's just wild to think about that. But yeah, absolutely. That's how far back we have to go, back into the Reagan era. Now it's a question of what happens next. Senators are already saying, no matter what, they are bombing whoever it is that Obama could possibly nominate. But there are options for this president. And again, this goes to ideology. All over the 140-character world, all over the in-your-face Facebook, there is no question. It's either right of right or left of left. It doesn't seem to be any in between when it comes to discussions on what should happen next. They certainly didn't wait very long, the administration, before starting to work on options to replace the late justice. It actually started on Saturday night with conference calls with the legal team, followed by meetings on Sunday morning early to draw up that possible list of names. At least that's what's being reported. The White House already had a list of people where they've had deep background done. In other words, the research when they were finalists for the last two openings on the court, or other top gigs, like Attorney General, there's your big hint. Loretta Lynch, Eric Holder, those names are flying around. I can't even believe Eric Holder would be considered for a justice when you think of he's the one guy on this show I can say I assassinated verbally, because I thought he was a liability to Obama all along. When I said years and years ago, when you're a president, you're only as good as the people around you. You have to have strong people around you. And I thought he was detrimental to Obama. I said I would have pink slipped him a long time ago. Now his name is being mentioned as a possible Supreme Court justice. By the end of the week, you know the White House will focus on three or four candidates. A lot of this is already starting to be talked about. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid and some other Democrats want Obama to pick someone to pressure Senate Republicans, someone who they would ordinarily support but are only opposing, this is what the Democrats are saying, because it's an election year. So pretty interesting when you think of this positioning due to the untimely death of Justice Scalia. I'm sure you are chomping at the bit to throw in your two cents. I came in today and the mail was all over the floor, the virtual mail. because you filled up the mailbag with all kinds of thoughts about conspiracy theories on Scalia and also possible replacements and the mistake that would be should the president be allowed to come up with his next justice. And is he allowed to suggest people, nominate people? Of course. But can the Senate play a wicked game of blockade? Absolutely. Will they do that? Absolutely. And what are the effects on the election? Of course there would be effects on this election. Suddenly, immigration and building that wall and so many other issues that are burning poker red hot on the campaign trail shifted a little bit to the background because of this justice deal. It's big. Speaking of big, sometimes you ride on the president's coattails and sometimes you get stepped on because the coattails aren't quite what you think they would be. George W. Bush is trying to help his brother in Charleston. He gave a speech for Jeb. He said he's the one to fix the problems. He's the one to get it done. And you know what's interesting? No mention of Donald Trump. Because I listened to what G-Dub had to say. No mention. Focused on his brother and talking about tough times and Americans being angry and frustrated. And saying we don't need someone in the Oval Office who mirrors and inflames our anger and frustrations. We need someone who can fix the problems that cause their anger and frustration. That's Jeb Bush. Interesting. And South Carolina is interesting. You know, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, who for a tiny, tiny bit of time, a wink of the eye, was in the mix to run for president. He endorsed Jeb Bush when he ended his presidential bid back in December. And he introduced George W. Bush, saying Bush values are South Carolina values. Kind of a little veiled reference to Texas Senator Ted Cruz slamming Trump, thumping him for having New York values. You got to play the word game when you listen to what the politicians have to say. So my question is for all of you in the heartland, for all of you listening with one eye open or driving down the road, hear my voice right now on America Tonight. Remember, this show's about you and your opinions, which is why the mailbag is always flooded. How do you feel about Loretta Lynch being nominated for Scalia's gig to replace the dead justice? 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Meet you in a sec.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real. To know that you feel the same as I do is a threefold new.
We're back at it here on America Tonight. Remember, the way to hit us up is through the miracle of the internet, americatonight.net. We'll hit the mailbag, in fact, at the end of this hour. And in between, talk a little bit about this repercussions with Scalia's death and now the tug of war over where the court is headed. If Obama chooses a moderate, then there is pressure on the Republicans to not immediately wave the hand and dismiss. I mean, they could do that, but that's not the way to play it. Without a doubt, nobody wants to see, on the Republican side, nobody wants to see this position filled. He has two ways he can go. A typical flaming liberal Democrat will not make it in the door. They won't even have their hand turning the knob to the back room where you get your robe. They'll be rejected immediately. So that makes no sense. It doesn't make any sense. There's no way. I think they're going to try to find somebody who was put on a circuit court, maybe even by President Bush, because there were a ton of judges. This way, much tougher to say no. I mean, this death of Scalia triggered a wild political brush fire with the Republicans saying, oh, no, the next president. It's too short a time period. The next president has to do the picking. Obama says he's pushing ahead and he's going to submit a name for consideration, saying he has a constitutional obligation to nominate and the Senate has a constitutional obligation to have a process of advice and consent that is true. And it's, of course, all about politics when it comes to replacing Scalia. And anyone who says it isn't is full of it. It's all about politics, my friends. That's it. That's it. There are rare cases when perhaps somebody that gets to that level is not looking through ideological lenses, but it's a rare bird, let me tell you. Sonia Sotomayor, if you remember, when she was going through the confirmation hearings, I had to give her this one. When she was asked about, well, her leanings, and doesn't she think a certain way, and isn't she concerned about X, Y, Z? And she said, well, I wouldn't be human if I didn't have, if anyone tells you that they don't have any allegiances whatsoever, they're not being truthful. And I think that's true. I think you have certain ideologies that you think, and maybe that's not politically correct to say when you're being nominated for the highest court in the land, but it's the truth. Because you are looking through your own lenses of how you politically sit. Right? Yeah, absolutely. It is fascinating to watch how this has all unfolded. It's a surprise river card. If you play poker, you know, in Texas Hold'em, when they turn over the river card, lots of different things can happen. Your cards can just go away. Or you can have that flush in your hand. This is the ultimate river card all the way around. And if you look at it from the point of view of Scalia and his family, terrible, shocking. In 79, but 79 and somebody who seemed in pretty good health. Does it make it back to the bench with a couple of really big decisions on the line? Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Will you quit yawning? It's contagious.
I'm not. You know what it is? It's that my eyes are watering, and it makes, I'm trying to get them away, and you're right. It's weird.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
It happens once in a while.
Obama can forget it. He can promote a water walker. He ain't going anywhere. It's not going to happen. I mean, you know, he could feed 3,000 fish or whatever, but it ain't going to happen. You know,
it's not going to happen.
This guy is just not going to get anybody in there. And Loretta Lynch, oh, forget it, man. I'd leave the country. I'd go to Belize.
I don't see that happening either. I just don't see anybody getting through.
Okay, now to get to the regular politics. No more Bushes. And Trump, he is turning in to being the biggest rich little brat that I have ever seen in my life. I'm going to sue. I'm going to get my way one way or another. Little slime ball. He's turning into a little crybaby. Little fat crybaby. I mean, just a little brat. And I'm
little brat.
I used to like him, and I can't stand him anymore. I've been listening to him, watching him, see his little puffed up face, and he's just turned into an absolute little brat. The only conservative out there is Ted Cruz, and no more Bushes. I don't care if JW gets up there and talks about how great Bush is. We've had it with Bushes. They are liberals. They talk a conservative game, but from his daddy to him to his brother, they're all closet liberals.
All right, that's a good thing to throw out. What do you think? Do you agree with Dan? Are the Bushes closet liberals?
One more thing.
Yeah?
What'd you do with my poem?
Oh, you got to retell your poem on the air again. Somebody missed the tail end of it, and you did it so eloquently. I actually got a note today from somebody named Deirdre who said, I missed Dan's end of his poem. I only caught a little bit of it because it was going in and out, and I wish you would replay that.
I will go in the bedroom and get it out of the drawer, and I'll come back and I'll call you back, and you let me back on for just long enough to do the poem, and I'll be gone.
We will. We're going to let Dan reprise his role as a poet, because I actually really did get more than just Deirdre. I got a couple of requests to hear that again. It's the way he has such a good storytelling voice, I suppose, and that goes for reading poetry. So, that's a compliment, right? What's the old saying? He's a poet, and he didn't even know it. Yeah. Did you ever have one of those problems with your contact lenses? Isn't it amazing that it's like the second you turn 40, you have Wonder Woman or Superman vision, and you think, I don't know what people are talking about with this eye problem. And then all of a sudden, boom, the eye thing hits you. Oh, awful. All right, some of you are listening to me, and you could care less about my contacts or Dan's beautiful poetry or what's happening in Washington, the tug of war. We've had snow, we've had sleet, we've had rain, we've had tornadoes. The eastern part of the U.S. has been slammed with some really crappy winter weather. Oh, I feel ya. Because I have family that lives in the Northeast, I constantly hear about what it's like, and they ask me every day what the temperature is. As you know, our satellite facility is in the Dallas, Texas area. So, yes, it is 60 degrees. But I grew up in that weather. I lived in the Midwest. I lived in the Southeast. So I've lived in the weather that, shall we say, has unfortunately landed right in the middle of too many people's lives. And especially the tornado thing. I mean, it's very, very strange. When you grow up back east, or when you're in the east, you know, you expect that there could be hurricanes. You're not really thinking tornadoes. And in Florida, they get tornadoes too, and you're mostly thinking hurricanes. So the funnel clouds smash into the Sunshine State, smash into Mississippi. Snow rolling into the Northeast. And in Mississippi, and I know so many of you listen to us there, boy, I feel you. I can't imagine 10 homes just done. People trapped under rubble. Awful, awful, awful. Customers without power, 18,000. All right, hang with us. We know the poet's going to come back on the flip side. Plus, if you can weigh in on Scalia, you certainly can. 855-266-5283.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank goodness. I had the pleasure of witnessing B.B. King in all his glory at one point when I was in Tampa, and he was playing there, and the people I was with, they didn't want to go see B.B. King, and I'm like, are you kidding me? B.B. King, and this was a while ago, I said, B.B. King, I mean, he could last forever, but I do not want to be in a position when I have these great seats that were gifted to me that I do not go and see the great B.B. King. Are you kidding me? Oh, it was brilliant, pure brilliance. That, by the way, and the reason we played a slice of that for you is because it was a tribute on the Grammys to B.B. King. And as you know, B.B. King last year dying And, you know, you think of Lucille, of course, the acts that he played, and just all the venues, the joints. The guy, I mean, he loved music, and music loved him. An American blues singer, guitarist, songwriter, extraordinaire. So incredibly talented, and died last year in May. So it was fabulous to see him, a tribute to him. He was inducted in the Hall of Fame in 1987. He is absolutely, hands down, I think, one of the most influential blues musicians, period, of all time. The King of the Blues. King of the Blues. You know, at one point, he was like the hardest working man in showbiz. I was reading somewhere that in 1956, he played 342 shows. On average, into his 70s, he was doing 200 concerts a year. He died at 89 in Las Vegas. Complications from Alzheimer's disease and congestive heart failure. What an American treasure he was. All right, I think our poet is back. They didn't ask him to be on the Grammy stage, but he was on our stage, and there is a fondness for Dan's softer side, apparently, because when I get 3 emails from people wanting to know more about the poem that he recited, well, that tells me it's something people liked. Dan, it's your yes. shot at the big time.
Okay, and dittos to you for that appraisal of B.B. King. Absolutely right on. I couldn't have done it better. You are a true genius, woman. Very good. Very good. Okay, this is called One and One Makes One by Daniel Earl Mount Sr., and it goes like this. Since there is but one shot at life, it's you that I want as my girl, my woman, my lover, my best friend, my wife, to go with one on this new journey. As one and one are together, history, in health or sickness, in wealth or woe, it's with you that through life I shall go. And that is the way every man should feel about his beloved woman that he wishes to marry. And thank you for allowing me to do this.
I love that. And Daniel Earl Mount Sr., for anybody who just listened to Dan, that is that poem, and it is beautiful. Thank you, Dan, because we don't, you know, we have the same old chestnuts, and some of them are fabulous, that get trotted out on Valentine's Day or other days, and that's a fresh one. I mean, one that some people certainly know, but one that's not used very often. You know, let's put it that way. How's that? All right, as we move along here on the show, and as I said, the top story certainly carrying over from the weekend is the shocking death of Justice Antonin Scalia. And then the word that the president, starting on Saturday, they were circling around him, coming up with the replacement, who would be the replacement for Scalia on the high court. And the thought is, and it makes sense, you don't have to be a genius to know this, anybody who's super, super liberal is not going to get approved. I mean, there's just no way. So we're going to see a huge, nasty tug of war with frayed rope because you got to go by the numbers. And the numbers don't really look good for the Prez getting another justice in unless you're looking at someone moderate, unless you're looking at someone appointed by Bush, a judge appointed by GW, because then that can be thrown up again and again and again. I still find it hard that the vacancy will be filled. You know, it's interesting because the White House minions, and this is what they should be saying. If I were the communications director, this is exactly how I would play it. You had the White House Deputy Press Secretary, Eric Schultz, saying on Monday that the president is going to fulfill his constitutional responsibility, because by the letter of the law, you could say that, absolutely, by nominating a new justice, and predicted that the Republicans, the Senate Republicans, despite their loud opposition, are ultimately going to hold a confirmation hearing and vote for the nominee. Schultz quoted Ronald Reagan, who pressed for a vote on his Supreme Court nominee, Anthony Kennedy, who was confirmed in 1988. Saying, every day that passes with the Supreme Court below full strength impairs the people's business in that crucially important body. And there is some truth to that, without a doubt, because you end up with the four fours, and whatever ruling happened in the lower court sticks for now, and it could be a long time before the issue comes up again, and people sometimes wait for a while for that to climb all the way up to the flagpole that is Washington, D.C. Democrats have an opportunity to put Republicans back on their heels, and this is a wedge issue that could be interesting to see what it does to the makeup of the Senate. There's no guarantees on any of this. I mean, there is no guarantees. Here's what I'd like to know. For people who actually do go and vote, let's say go and vote state in their home state, they go and vote for whatever senator, congressperson, what weighs on their mind in the moments before they actually make that? Do people have their mind made up, in other words, as they walk into the polling place? Or are they really deciding at the last second, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, I'm not sure which way to go, and weighing on issues or what they last heard? I just don't think so. I think when you go to vote, you know. And by that time, you know what you're doing, and you're not swayed by anything, frankly. Signs that you just happen to see as you're walking in, I don't believe that. It would have to be something wild to knock you off what that decision is. It's funny to see, and not surprising, outside the Supreme Court, it's so cold in D.C., there are some people with signs out that say, put the Constitution above partisanship, fill the vacancy, America deserves courts that work. And you're going to see this, I think, in the upcoming weeks, absolutely. But the question becomes, can we take the politics out of it? And if we take the politics out of it, can we really do that? Let's close our eyes for a second and pretend we can take the politics out of it. Is it better to have the full bench now or wait? Because whoever comes in next, you're waiting at least a year. It's got to be a year. By the time the new person comes in, the new president, they've got to go through the process, figure out who, nominate them, and this could be the first thing on their agenda, or one of them, but it doesn't mean it's going to happen quickly. So, I mean, we're like a year out of this. Absolutely. Absolutely. Coming up on America Tonight, it is all about you. If you can't dial these digits, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, we're going to take you to the mailbag. Plenty of opinions there. That's next. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
If you want want fresh, healthy drinking water anytime, anywhere, when traveling, during outdoor activities, or in emergencies, you need the revolutionary Berkey Light System. It removes organic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, viruses, bacteria, cysts, and parasites, chemicals, unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury, while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light System processes up to 96 gallons of clean, fresh water per day and can be upgraded to 192 gallons per day. And get the Berkey PF2 fluoride reduction filters. They last for up to 1,000 gallons and extract fluoride, arsenic, and heavy metal ions from your water. Get the Berkey Light System, along with the PF2 fluoride reduction filters, a $297 value for only $262, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Save $35 now by asking for this special offer. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex, and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries, and based on some studies, for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Tonight, as we fade out, let's hear that again. Let's hear what they're saying in Philly, Patrick, about the weather. Let's check that out.
Wearing hats and wearing gloves. Yeah, we've been going around to different museums. We had lunch in the area, and it really, it's been wonderful.
They're like one of the few people saying it's been wonderful because they've had such brutal weather that the wind chill. I mean, here's the thing. Whatever the weather is, you get to really test all that winter gear. Sometimes people have the extremes where they have gloves that cause automatic heat, you know, that's in the gloves. There's the scarves that you can wrap around your neck to feel like you're almost choking. They're so warm. And that's the stuff that so often is left on the shelf because, frankly, it's too itchy, it's too much, it's over the top, and you don't need that. You're not in the Antarctic. Or are you? And that's what it's felt like in a lot of the nooks and crannies in the Northeast. So these people that you just heard there, they knew how to bundle up is the key. They knew how to bundle up so they could move from museum to museum. And sure, it was a good day because if it's an off day and they can do that, then go for it instead of staying indoors. Here's what happens. Too often, you get that crazy cabin fever. It's fun at first, and then you desperately want to be outside, even though it's cold. Brother, it's cold. We're going to do the mailbag in just a second as we make this final turn. But crazy crazy, crazy story. The oops moment of the day has to be this garbage truck that fell 100 feet off of 95 in Miami. The driver, sadly, is in serious condition, but they actually think the driver is going to make it. And it just tipped over, fell off the highway bridge onto a road below. The truck flipped over the interstate. We went over the barricade about 5 o'clock, which of course is rush hour. And it was shocking to people who could, you know, some people could see it. And I saw footage of it and it was crazy. You could see where it just boom, just went flying right over. And I guess he's trying to talk. He was trying to talk about what happened. It could have been so much worse. There's a park and there's a swimming pool nearby there. You could have had kids walking down there, which, thank goodness. I mean, that ramp is going to be shut down for a while, but nobody was killed below. It could have been so much more disastrous. You know, there's a true miracle. And I'm familiar with Miami enough to know that part of town and where that happened, of course, it's a busy area. So that is fantastic that nobody else was hurt and that it looks like the driver is actually going to make it through. It's wild when you see some of these crashes and you think, how could anyone survive that? And to me, that's one of those crashes when you look at it. Speaking of looking at things and not really knowing what to make of it, you know, we just had the Grammys. And when you think of the Grammys, you think of singers and Kanye West gets a lot of attention, married to Kim Kardashian, definitely an outspoken dude in the music business. Like, I'm being polite. So here's the thing. Apparently, he announced to his Twitter followers that he was $53 million in debt. How does that happen with all the money he made? Is that wild, over-the-top living? 38-year-old popular rapper getting ready to release an album and then announcing before that, probably saying, look, I'm in dire straits. Tell everyone you know to buy this. And I guess, it seems odd, though. He says, He said on his Twitter, and I went back and looked at it, I write this to you, my brothers, while still $53 million in debt. Please pray we overcome. This is my true heart. And then the link vanished. And it just said, please, for all music lovers, please subscribe to Tidal. I decided not to sell my album for another week. Please subscribe. So Tidal is a Jay-Z-backed streaming service. Ugh. Kim Kardashian, do you think she's spending all the money? I can't feel sorry for them, I have to say. I mean, look it. He has a clothing line. He sells jackets for $3,000 to $4,000. If you want to get some Kanye sweatpants, it's $510. So maybe he's overpricing his stuff. I mean, come on, give me a break. Can't feel sorry. Can you feel sorry for this guy? No! All right, quickly, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. All right, I said that three people actually emailed, and they said they wanted to hear Dan's poem because they only heard pieces of it. The Daniel Earl Mount Senior, or is it Senior or Junior, poem that he read. And we did that. We let him do that again. So thanks, but here's what one person said. This one was for Mary. Wow, beautiful stuff from Dan. Usually he's on the attack, but he must have a soft soul. I have to say that was one of the most beautiful poems that I've heard. So there you go. She heard the whole thing. All right, here's one from George listening to us in Florida. Kate, like so many others before me from Sarasota, saying that they can't get enough of Kate Delaney. I, too, am one of your tribe. The Scalia shocking announcement of his death almost seems like a strange comeuppance for the Republicans in this cycle. I am a Democrat. I wouldn't call myself liberal, but I am a Democrat, and I just think the Republicans are a bunch of hot airbags who talk over each other. And would you really want Donald Trump as president? Regardless, not to get off topic, I hope Obama sticks it to them and gets a justice approved. Wouldn't it be great if it was a justice who came in like a lamb and then turned into a Democratic lion? Could happen. We saw that with Scalia, who seemed so soft-spoken and not as conservative as he was until he actually got on the bench. What do you think? Oh, I don't think anybody gets approved. I think it becomes, like I keep saying, for lack of a better way to describe it, a massive battle over Scalia. I think of this as Republicans and Democrats with a giant ocean between them pulling on a rope. And there's a number of justices in the middle, and I don't see how anybody gets approved, but there could be somebody I'm not thinking of. I don't know who that person would be, but it would have to be somebody who absolutely was so much in the middle of the road, but even the middle of the road wouldn't work. Yeah, I mean, I just don't see it. No. It'd be shocking to me if that happened. I know there's names being floated, but absolutely not. The Republicans can stack the deck, and why aren't they going to stack the deck? They will. This one from Bill. Grammys are lame. I watched the Grammys, Kate. You didn't miss anything if you didn't see the Grammys. There were a few decent moments, but nothing to write home about. Nothing that was outstanding, let's put it that way. I love music, but I didn't see too much that I thought was fantastic, except for, I would say, the appearance of Taylor Swift, who seems to know more than every other man or woman in the room about the entertainment business. Touche. All right, on that note, we're going to send you out into the ether. Thanks for listening to this hour of ATN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.